No.
No?
Bin Chlolin de Klal Yisrael Vasiyas HaMitzvahs. Yod is mean she pokel mitzvahs ma'al tzavaron ve'in echlolin de Klal Yisrael Vasiyas HaMitzvahs. ובקנה דמי עדיס, וישיבס בו תכנסיס ובו תמדרוסס. What does it do? In Shule Osses, ואין לי איסי מיצס בכלול, אני תשובה. ואין לי איסי מיצס בכלול. That's what it says in Shule. אותי רדות מפה, דו עושה, נכלולים, the cloud is soil of Assyrs and Mitzvahs to be created a meyadis. What does it understand to be created a meyadis? As nevazed a meyadis. But the Rabbi wants to say here, I understand what to say here. Simply there is nothing in, he doesn't observe anything which should somehow, should not, should somehow single him out as a Jew. I mean, for instance, he doesn't care for any mishtatik b'tzoras Yisroel. He doesn't share travail, suffering of the Jewish people. Then, any misana b'tanisam. It's misana b'tanisam. Bezden goes like there, meaning he skips a sora b'tanis. Bezden, there's disasters about to strike. Bezden, he feed at honest. And he doesn't care. But he doesn't care, I mean, he's completely immune to this suffering. This is it. אבל בדיוק דא כאחד מהאמים.
כאילו אינו מהם.
He identifies himself completely.
To him
he says, there are no day, he simply denies the ardus of Klal Yisrael. He denies the ardus of Klal Yisrael, the unity of Klal Yisrael, as to future destiny and as to... This is number one. But here he has something else. There's a difference from pork oil, mitzvah, small savareim, and mekayim is a mitzvah, so different. The afraid of me at this, the yeshivas bote knesiyas, bote medroshes, but he doesn't come to shul. He never comes to shul. That's the Ramiz. Yeshiva does not know anything, he never comes to shul. Or what is the chvei ameres? Not as mechalel, ameres are usually. He means things like, that day is not my yemi yamayim. He doesn't sing all day. He's dressed the same, he eats the same, he acts the same. It's not the ma'isavir at chilo. So mikim a mitzvah, so one can attain two things. One thing, grosh, riches, mumres. It's a kia mitzvah. No matter, he can be a very, very devoted Jew, about Zdok and everything. But there is a Haviris, actually, engender, Mumres. Mumres al Shabbos, Mumres al Lachas. Or not Mumres, Rishas, Roshe, Yalav, Shiesh, B'malkas. He demais Haviris engender. Yeah. He's a mitzvah. Protects me from Shem Roshe, Shem Mumres. Then if I drop mitzvahs, let's forget about the ma'isa mitzvah d'avira. It's simply I exclude myself from Klal Yisrael. By what virtue am I a part of the Klal Yisrael? Because I live like them. My way of life is like their way of life. I do every morning what everybody does, at least Vilna and Davin. Or I do on Pesach whatever a Jew does. He eats matzah. But if it's Chometz and Pesach and does not lead Chilul, and the Yomtev is not singled out, not the Chilul Yomtev. Chilul Yomtev is not. Chilul Shabbos is Mumah, Chilul Yomtev is not Mumah. Say he's Olaf. Not the Chilul Yomtev. Completely not to acknowledge the existence of holiday. The Pesach to him is just like an ordinary Monday, or Shabbos to him like an ordinary Monday. No Monday. So it's not the Ma'isavere which precipitates his exclusion from Klal Yisrael, but what is it? Because it does not, his way of life is not identical with the way of life of every, of all the Jews. As to lifestyle, actually. Actually, mitzvahs is not only Yisurim. Mitzvahs is not only Yisurim and, what shall I say, and Kiyumim. In Kiyumim, of course it is. But mitzvahs, Hashem and mitzvahs, has an individual lifestyle, a way of life. This is the way it does. This is the way the Seder Hayom of a Jew. So if a Jew is not, he gets up and half naked, he eats breakfast, but he'll get dressed, and then he'll daven, he'll put the tefillin, and he'll fold that put the tefillin, put the towels away, and he'll wash his hands, and he'll eat breakfast. You can say here, from the standpoint of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs krishmi, the mitzvahs tefillin, also lechol, kedushis palel, the sechol adam, and so forth, and you can say it, and it is true so. He said, one gets up right away, I mean, before this, he drinks a cocktail. So he's not the kind, of course, he does not fulfill the mitzvah krishme, nor fulfill the mitzvah tefillah, so it's a chesor mitzvah. No, this would not render him a mummer. The Jew doesn't read krishme from the standpoint of mitzvah and avere, is not to be considered as a mummer. It would be a Jew, an imperfect Jew, not a Israel kosher. But here's something else. Important is not the fact that he omitted a mitzvah, kiva mitzvah, because the way he lives, the lifestyle, there are certain styles to life. The Gemara spoke so much about Am Horetz. Rav Meir says that Am Horetz afilu kiyim afilu shishishono v'lomad v'limed achirim. He still remains I'm Horetz. No, Meir says that with the Achtfilun and Levisitzis shall shoshana v'lilomad is an Am Horetz. What does Rav Meir mean is an Am Horetz? Not because that. The way of life is a different one. The way of life is a different one. And that's what the Rambam says. Shulei nichlal v'klal Yisrael v'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. It means not the avere of the bitul mitzvahs aseya or bitul mitzvahs leizaseya. It reflects upon the whole, upon the total style of his life, upon the totality of his behavior and conduct. It's not Jewish behavior, I mean. The Jew is different not only because he is becoming mitzvahs, his behavior is conduct. The way he reacts to certain phenomena, the way he understands certain experiences, the way he interprets, the impact they have on him is different for the Jew than for the Goy. That's what Ram means. Ubekveda meyad is, Ram says, I'm Chal Yontek. Chal Yontek, the Ram has a lot of Nichas and Hedron, a lot of Nichas Lake, but this is not new. The meyad days are not distinct days for him. He considers them not endowed with special dignity and glory. It's a different day. No, it's an ordinary Sunday, an ordinary Monday. The Shiva's Batek Nisi, this is stranger on that. If a Jew doesn't come in a shul, do what's the avera? Actually, I mean, there's not such a great avera. He didn't say Sheni Mispalo, didn't say Sheni Maniach Tzim, he didn't say Sheni Levish Tzitzit Rambam. He doesn't say it. It is Tzim and Tzitzit and everything. But he does it at his home. Oh, there's someone can occur to may occur to somebody, he'll make a besmerosh at his home, all right? Whether the Kedushin is a Knesset Yischal or besmerosh shel Yochid. It's a business, Rav Yudah v'Rabbonah. In Mechim shel Rav shel Yochid, or on the Rachol, in Mechim shel Rav Lemuyed liyimkeh. You know, besmerosh, a Knesset is a separate kill. Mitzvah l'spal v'is a Knesset, ein filosi shel Odom Nishma asel v'is a Knesset, of course. But this is not what Rav Lemuyed. The Tavim Yechidus is also a kill, but Tchila. It means he has never been in this Knesset. But it's below his dignity to go to Shul. But who will associate with the poor Jews? The poor ignorant Jews, he doesn't want to associate. It means he isolated himself completely from Beis HaKnesses. If you don't admit his truth, actually, whoever doesn't go to Beis HaKnesses is a Nisane Bitzorosan. Cannot share properly in Jewish suffering, in Jewish travail, and he doesn't identify himself really with Jewish destiny. For simple reason that Beis HaKnesses inspires the cloud is soil awareness in the Jew. Very strange. A Jew goes to Beis HaKnesses. He's not remote. You can get him, I mean, if you want him to participate in Advar Mitzvah. If you want to collect stock, Beis HaKnesses is the best place. I mean, a Jew doesn't come to Beis HaKnesses. He's remote from the cloud is soil. Beis HaKnesses is the cohesive force which unites us all. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, "Ein tumes am horetz beregel." What? Why is it tumes am horetz beregel? She neemar vayeosu kulam ki ish echot chaverim el Yerushalayim. Basically, the Ramban says it. I believe. I don't remember the Ramban or another Rishon. It's a Rishon. Why did the Tere enjoin us? I mean, to visit the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. Why was it necessary? Why was it necessary? The answer is because the Jew is an Infarim in Galil, or somewhere in his vineyard, in Engedin, or in Negev, or somewhere else. So he becomes so, he gets in, so much involved in his own business, in his own enterprise, be it agriculture, be it any kind of a professional trade, that he forgets about others. The Klal Yisrael ceases to exist. Who should inspire him, I mean? If he's a farmer, who should inspire him? Is his fellow farmers, I mean? If he's a peasant, I mean? Where is the link between him and the Klal Yisrael? That's why the Torah told us 3 times a year, no matter who you are, what you are, what kind of business you are involved, you go to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, to your line. Is by yos v'kolom, kulom ki yishechot chaverim. In Israel, it promotes friendship. It promotes involvement in the Klal Yisrael. Tefillah, I always say, tefillah b'tzibur. Of course, akiyum, in Tzvashlom Nishmas. Of course, Akiyum, Intellectual Mishmas, Tzibur, fine. But Philip Tzibur has so much, so many extraneous aspects of grave importance. Philip Tzibur unites the people, the Yochid with the Tzibur. First of all, the Tzibur is a different Tzibur. How long does it take you to daven by yourself? How long? 10 minutes? You're through? I just read in a Hebrew paper a good joke, an anecdote. One call, a telephone call, the telephone rings. All right, the wife picks up the receiver and says, "Who is it?" "Yanko, I mean. I want to speak to your husband." "Chaver?" "Okay, no, my husband is busy now, he can't answer the phone." "All right, fine." 5 minutes later, he calls again. So, young answers the telephone. "Okay, you daven't? But how do you know you daven't?" "That's because if you have been eating, it would have taken a little longer." Do you know how long does it take for a yochid to daven? Even if he'll say psukim zimwe, right straight to 50 minutes, that's all. I know when I daven yochides. I'll tell you, I was brought up in a house where Philip Tzibur was Reb Chaim's business. Philip Tzibur was not Reb Chaim. Chris Hatera Tzibur was Reb Chaim. Used to leave the train. Get off the train. It was Monday morning, and go down to the terminal. And he used to bring from the town, which was near the terminal. He used to bring 10 people. There was Hatera, Reb Chaim, and Chris Hatera. That's what Reb Chaim. Sometimes he used to catch the train. Sometimes he used to lose. And had to stay over in the little town for 24 hours in order to catch the next train. The next train, I mean, you know, not every hour on the hour, it was every 24 hours. Not on the hour, you know. Sibyl Reb Chaim was not a Matzah. Very strange. Very strange. I'll tell you why. Because Reb Chaim actually was a Isaac Beteire 24 hours a day. Reb Chaim had the ability to listen to someone telling a story or to a poor woman complaining or asking some favors, and while listening, thinking about the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Mitzvah. Somehow he could listen and simply act and be involved in some discussion or transaction, and at the same time not to stop even in a single minute studying there. For instance, people told me, I used to talk to him about it, Rabbonim, Kakei used to come to his for advice and guidance and help. I thought Chaim was asking. Chaim was bitzochin, he was a tremendous asking. Actually, call Mila de Mose Alei. Call Mila de Mose Alei. He was not a Rav isolated before Abba Amishra Alochim, who forgot, about the Kehillah, his destiny, his needs. When Brisk burned down, the famous fire in Brisk, so Reb Chaim rebuilt the city. There was no disaster funds in Washington, and the Tsar didn't care about Brisk. Reb Chaim went to Warsaw and a few more big cities in Poland and simply knocked doors and solicited funds, and he rebuilt the city. For the poor people, of course, those who couldn't afford to rebuild their own homes. There was no insurance in Brisk at that time. But Reb Chaim could be very involved. He was community-minded, in almost a superhuman way. However, this did not deter him from Talmud Torah, very straight. Chazal say, Hapil Aleim, Tzorot Tzibur, and Kolim Aleim. It did not apply to Reb Chaim. Rabbonim told me, Talmidim, my father told me many times, I heard so many. Reb Chaim used to listen to someone's vows, complaints, and advise him, guide him, try to help him, and suddenly he said, "Oh, the Rabbi is there. He's from Tefen Kasha." He used to interrupt, go over to the bookcase, take the Rabbi out, check again, he said, "Yes, no, there was a grave, Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Chaim in Tzibu took up more, a lot of time, but with Tfilah you cannot. Tfilah either you have more or learn, you can't. That's where Reb Chaim used to, he was not a makpil in Tzibu. But as far as Zuya are concerned, the Rosh Einu Menuseinu doesn't apply to us. So I realized that when I daven b'chides, my daven b'tzibu, it's two different things. It takes less time, a lot less time. I cannot just stretch out, less time. And even the Kavonin Tfilah, the experience of this B'tzibur, a different one. That's why you should be careful down the B'tzibur. Some people here, Reb Chaim didn't care. Reb Chaim had under my lessons. What do you mean he didn't care? He used to tour like that. Reb Chaim had, first of all, Reb Chaim, Ma'ariv. He couldn't daven the whole Ma'ariv, Reb Chaim, B'tzibur. But Reb Chaim was a machmir, Krish Mebired, after this man of the Rabbi Natan, after 1/8 of the day. Yeah. In the summertime, you understand very well, it's about close to 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes. He couldn't hold it tzibur. So he used to daven Shem Nesra with the tzibur, usually, because as far as tefillah is concerned, there's no need for lailo. Rav Tzolish al Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, but Krish Mebired, he used to read later. So Krish Mebired, he always read the Yechidus. He couldn't hold it tzibur until 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock in the summertime, you understand. Then Krishme, so he had the business of Chaim, the Magen Avraham Shita. As you calculate from Amud HaShachar to Pesach Chovet. So he read Shema early on. So he couldn't wait because Krishme was going to late Tefillah. There were reasons. Anyway, but for plain people, the way we are, the Tefillah B'Tzibur is very important. Very important. I don't like to preach, and I don't like to rebuke you. That I mind my own business. Yeah. But Philip Tzibur is very important. Everybody should simply try to get up. Simply, I mean, the responsible for a meeting, Tzilu B'Tzibur, is plain laziness, nothing else. Laziness or sitting up at night until 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You understand? Is the Gemara says in Bamitzia, he sees he going to a restaurant or to luncheonette in the morning. And you see people very, very drowsy and about to fall asleep. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you inquire why, what I? Is he a Talmud Chacham? Oh, makes sense. He studied until 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, it makes sense. But he's not and if he is a worker, yeah, you know, he used to work long hours at that time. There wasn't an 8-hour, 5-hour day, 5-day week. He's a worker, perhaps he worked at night, had to make a living, provide for his, but if he's not a worker, you are a Talmud Chacham, that don't be the thief. Read on me, you go to bed an hour earlier, and you get up an hour earlier, and you don't meet you. You don't meet you. With Tzibur, to break up Tzibur completely as non-existent is what the Rambam calls here Vishivas Botekneseis and Botekneseis. You break up friendship, you break up contact, you break up communication between Jews, among Jews. I mean, it's important because that Chazal say, Ein Tumas Amhoretz Beneid. But why? Because Amhoretz is Tomei, because he isolated himself from the Klal Yisrael. He's involved in his own business, in his own enterprises. But when the Amhoretz comes to Yerushalayim and goes into the Azore, the first day of Yontef, and sees hundreds and thousands of Jews assembled, I mean, for the mitzvah he has upon him, so even the Amhoretz, who is not too sensitive, somehow softens up, gets inspired, enjoys the Klal Yisrael. We have no Aliyah L'Regel, but Davne B'Tzibur every day is very important. And I'll tell you, now that I got used to Tzibur, I simply cannot Davne Shalei B'Tzibur. I cannot. It's me, it's physically almost impossible for me. But the tefillah is not tefillah. I don't feel any, I don't experience anything. And there's no flavor to the tefillah. It needs vatek nisiyas or bottom et roshes. I'm not speaking here about averes and mitzvahs. I'm speaking about the sense of belonging to the cloudy soil. And through mitzvahs, which you perform together with the cloudy soil. You see, I can take the rule at my home. My home and my bedroom take the rule and all that. But if I carry the lulav on the street, you understand, and I come to shul, and I join a tzibur, a few hundred Jews, and there are 500 lulavim, so I really nearly I integrate myself into the tzibur. I'm an integral part of it. My life, my existence is interwoven into the texture, into the essential texture of the tzibur. And this is what Ram means. I see, it's a mitzvah. You say, for instance, now, you say, Kol Yisrael Chaverim, all the Jews are friends, together, united. If the Jews who were Shemir Mitzvahs, I understand, we are all united. I still remember in my youth, I mean, 90% of the Knesset Yisrael consisted of Shemir Mitzvahs. Hundreds and thousands of towns and cities and villages and farms throughout, I mean, Lithuania, White Russia, the Ukraine, the Baltic countries, were populated with thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews. You hardly could find a Jew on the Chol Shabbos in the town. I still remember that. It might seem like a legend to you, but I can tell you it's a reality, still within my life. Who was, unfortunately, that my father being a Rav, he wandered from Poland from White Russia to Poland and so forth. How many Jews were on the Chol Shabbos in my town where I was a child? Two Jews. The druggist and the doctor. So the druggist was not druggist, the doctor was not doctor. What were you in Shabbos? And this was not only typical of my town. My town was typical of hundreds of thousands of towns. It's all right, you could say, Kol Yisrael Chavirim. Chavirim, with one Seder Hayom, with one schedule, with one program, with one life way, a common life way, a common lifestyle. Yeah. Now they speak Chavirim Kol Yisrael. I mean, they speak now Chavirim Kol Yisrael. By what virtue? I laid field. My next neighbor, the neighbor next door, doesn't lay field. As a matter of fact, he doesn't. I am Shimon Shabbos, the neighbor can keep it on me and plow, not plow, but be busy cleaning up his lawn and keep on running. So what unites me with him, actually? Because if there is no Shmiras and Mitzvahs, I mean, is the last bond, I mean, it will disappear. That's why the Rambam speaks here about mitzvahs, not from the standpoint of Avere and Kiyum, but from another standpoint, as the uniting force, as the factor which is responsible for all this Israel, or Israel Chaverim and Aromim. It's very interesting, whenever we say Kol Israel Chaverim, when we say Kol Israel Chaverim, we pick up this material, you know that. Matter of fact, here the meaning, but the meaning is not correct. Here the meaning, you pick up this material and you say the Mirotz and Shechaz and Chayz. No, this material is not necessary for that. So you can say the whole Mirotz and material can be horizontally placed on the honor. And when you say, Mishra Snissim Lavseinu, the Gore is from Avos Lachiros, the Yigal is from the Mekor, the Kamps Lachim, the Kamps Lachiros. What we are speaking about, how this is oil. What the Kibbutz Golias is not how this is oil. Bring them together, physically together. And then we proclaim Chavirim Kol Yisrael and Aromim, because Kiddush HaChidosh cannot be for designation of the moon. HaChidosh HaZeh Lochem Reish Chadoshim, Simisur Lechol Yisrael. So I can say we proclaim this as the beginning of the month, because we are part of the Kol Yisrael. Let me say Chavirim Kol Yisrael and Aromim. What is the force which unites us? What? It's a fatah. That's why it becomes a fatah. This is the reason. Without this material, why Chavirim Kol Yisrael? One is in Johannesburg, he sells diamonds, and now I'm in New York, what do I sell? I don't know, but certainly not diamonds. So what exactly was it? But if he studies Yish, when he does have a Yish, or have a Yish, he lays still. So there is a common denominator in us. Although there is no common denominator. There is, of course, a common denominator of the Kol Yisrael, which is not telling me this. But I don't like that this common denominator should actually be the only factor responsible for all this Israel. Whoever hates me will hate him too. Amalek doesn't distinguish between Hashem and Mitzvah and Hashem. I saw it in I experienced it in Germany. Do not. It's also common denominator, all right? גדילו עשור עשת הבאס, יש לנו מחס נביא ונביא. אבל that's what the Rambam wants to say. And actually, I mean, you know, when the Gemara derives Gerus from Rus, men halochis are Gerus from Rus, is Kabbalah של Mitzvahs, the Gemara derives Ameich Ami ולקייך הלכות. More you know? Amich, Ami velekayich alakoy. Why did the Rus say Amich, Ami velekayich alakoy? It means, first of all, Ayit should be Hashem HaMitzvah. That's the HaMitzvah. Should study Torah. This is Lekayich alakoy. And then the Jew should consider himself as a part of the Kol Yisrael, of the Knesset Yisrael. He's not isolated, he's not an aristocrat. Whatever happens to Kol Yisrael might happen to him, I mean. You cannot say I'm safe because I'm different. It's exactly Amechami. But basically you cannot say Amechami unless you say Alakai Chalakoi. Without Alakai Chalakoi there is no Amechami. Some people still preach the theory, and this is the secular Zionism preaches that theory. It's possible to say Amechami, and now they realize very much how they need that union of the Kol Yisrael. Everybody, even the most secular, most agnostic people understand it, but they don't understand the equation. It's impossible to be Amechami unless there is a Lekarich Lekarich. I know many Israelis who came to America. When they came to America, they kept on speaking, preaching to me patriotism. And this and that. And later, I mean, they simply disappeared from the Kol Yisrael. They intermarried, and they don't live even in a Jewish neighborhood because they're afraid to live in a Jewish neighborhood. Or they consider it below their dignity. So they move out to this suburb of Boston in order simply to simply to lose the very identity. It's very strange, and those people say when they are in Eretz Yisrael, feel apparently Amechami, yeah? But it cannot last long. If there is no Alekayach Alekoi, there cannot be Amechami. And that's what the Rambam emphasizes here. Basically here and in Chile, he speaks not about Averes and Mitzvahs. Averes and Mitzvahs is a different bookkeeping system. No. He speaks about the unity of the Klal Yisrael. So what is the cohesive force? What unites the Klal Yisrael? Is mitzvahs or certain institutions like Beisak Talmud Torah, mitzvahs, and Beisak Knesset. The other is something. Amar b'dat miladas and esas kli melachol davar. Amar b'dat miladas and esas kli melachol davar. They misadlim alav. They maspidin esay. What does Rami is asking me again? No kvure. There are some before who say that Rami shit in the Babel Knas, you just leave him on the street. No, it doesn't make sense. To me, it doesn't make sense.
I'll
tell you why. Yes.
On the previous halacha, I wanted to ask the Rav, is there a kiyum of Misanech Hashem Esna to make a mishtah?
What do you mean?
Is there a kiyum? He says, "Life shem levanim va'ochlim v'shaisim
esmeis."
That's a kiyum. I mean, I don't know if you have it. I mean.
I'll tell you. If it's a kiyum, it's lachamisa. But as long as he's alive, there's no kiyum. Why? Because there's not a single Jew who is not a candidate for Shul. Because if you start fulfilling the mitzvah in the chayim. So you'll never have Balichuve. Balichuve needs his carvers. He should befriend him and bring him closer. So you certainly have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this regard. The very moment you begin to hate, you give him up. And it's not a single Jew should be given up. Amar b'dat miladas, and esasnu mimeh lechol davar, v'mesadnu alo v'naspidim esay. Yes, but the question is chivas kvura here or not? I would say yes. But it's not chinu on business about it. There is chivas kvura. So what is v'mesasnu mimeh?
There's no gavra.
What do you say?
No Gavra Bavela?
No. Issaskus is a chiv not only... I'll give you an example. Ainen is also... is potom in a mitzvah. So what does it mean Ainen? Ainen is busy. All right, busy. But basically now for instance, in America, I mean, Ainen is not busy. All he has to do is to call the undertaker. Or the Chevra Kaddish. It wasn't at home also. So why is it Potom and Amitzvah? But then the Yerushalmi speaks about it. Really, Mishil Lisa Masoich Vilosei or Mishil Kveli Shomes. Is the Potom, the Potom and Amitzvah is the Chivas Isaskus. What does it mean, the Chivas Isaskus? The feeling that he is burdened with something. Whether he can do it by proxy is not important. The feeling that he is burdened by something. This is what Chassal say, only mi sheyisoch vilosei. Somehow he feels that he carries the baggage, the luggage, the load. It's a certain actually psychological involvement, a feeling of being in prison for the Sahara. That one has Rahman al-Islam, I mean, Mesi Mutlifana. This is a misasik. That's why the Rambam says, a misasik, Shitzaram is a isik with mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah, is only mitzvah sheish botilde. Mitzvah sheish botilde is one face with mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah. And what kind of tilde does he have? What kind of tilde does he have? What kind of tilde does he have? So he calls out the undertaker. Tilde does not mean physical, I mean, involvement. It means mental, I mean, emotional involvement. That's it. This kind of involvement, this misasik. And if Tom Abanor, I have to, I mean, to search for him, to hire people, to find the body and so forth. Misaskus is more than Chivaskura. Chivaskura, the message here, so I am Mukhiv Lekabach. Well, Misaskus is by far more Alpidim, takes in much more than Chivaskura. That element of Misaskus is not applicable to Amadad Asmodas. But it doesn't mean Amadad Asmodas and I can leave the body just on the street or in the house. I'm not saying Kivar, I say, he Misaskus. For instance, what will I say? The risof and achilas bosor shtiyas yain calls my shemesim mutlefonov does not apply to ma'abedat nodas. Because why is the one prohibited, I mean, enjoined from drinking wine and eating meat before kure? Because it's not his askus. If he can sit down, I mean, to drink a cocktail, so apparently he's not involved, he's not in despair. It contradicts basic human emotions. Basic human emotions, you see. Is the Saskus a much wider concept than caveness? Rabbi said they mean Saskinime, but they didn't say in caveness. For instance, even in Nafel. Nafel is a business. Between the Morgen Avrom and the Rachainim, whether a Nafel there is Kvur at a Nafel or not. The Morgen Avrom says there is no Kvur at a Nafel. But many Achrenim disagree with the Morgen Avrom. They say there is Kvur on Nefer. You know where to find the Morgen Avrom. In Yontef, Nuches Yontef. That a Nefer cannot be Nigba Yontef Sheni Shogolis. Because there is no Chivas Kvur. Yeah. But the Ram says they misask in Nimei. Are the Nefer, they misabon alayim, they misask in Nimei. The Ram didn't mean, we don't know what the Ram shit is about Kvure. Who knows what the Ram shit is about Kvure's Nefel? No one knows. But one thing we know, that the Ram did eliminate as far as Nefel is concerned. What did he eliminate? Saskus is a different kind. The Yerushalmi beautifully has described it. Yevagimore Broches, Mishimese, it is Mishimese. I don't remember the term which Yerushalmi is. Eile Mishiyiso Masoe. Yeah. It's like a burdened person who carries a very hard load. It's not a physical. All right, I don't need it. Oh, kvedi shomes. Kvedi shomes, yeah. It's not a physical burden. It's an emotional burden. It's a load. It's a load. Rahman al-Islam, who, God forbid, who went through it, understands it, what it is. Is this element is not this Sisaskus is not granted to Mabrat Nodas. In the Saskni Mila Holdover, in the Sabnolov, they must speed me. Avalim the Molov Bishure, the Imamol of Birkas Havilit, the Holdover should covet Lachai. Isn't that interesting, Isra? If it is Zikra de Chaye, you have to fulfill it at even though the Gavre committed suicide. Correct? Zikra de Chaye, this is not Ramushi. Nu, why is Kol HaPir Shemedara Ketzibu? The Gemara, doesn't the Ram say the same thing? Avalim, Dimalim, Vishure, Mifni Shukovet Lachai, and the brother who will have to let Tzadeh Gomor. You understand my question? Mm-hmm. Ram said it in Mabed Atmodas. He didn't say it with regard to Boomerang. Why?
Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes, the fact that he's Ma'abed himself creates these halachas.
You're right. I meant it. Whether Aveya, Nichum Avelim is, of course, Akim Aveles. No doubt about it. It's Akim Aveles. Yeah. His Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes is not a Mafkir of Aveles. Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes is not Mechayev Aveles. Not Mechayev Aveles. He's not Mechayev Aveles, which belong under the category of Zikr B'Shichve. His Aveles is not worthy of it. But the Aveles, which belongs under a different rubric, namely of what? Of Zikr D'Chaye, Kved HaChayim. So the fact that he's a Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes does not cancel the chiyuv. The mechayim are the chayim, not the mess. But mumrim is a mafkia of Aveles. Mafkim of Aveles. Not only not mechayim, mafkia Aveles. If it's mafkia Aveles, regardless what the mechayim is. Or the mechayim is the chayim or the mesim. Mumrim is not nitfes of Aveles. Problem, that is a pate of Aveles. Yeah, I want to tell you that now Loch Lemaiter, Father Chin Loch Lemaiter, we don't pass on that Aloche of Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes. We are always suspect that simply that a mental aberration was responsible for. I had many shadows about Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes, not the first time. We don't, Aloche Lemaiter, because we can never be sure that the Rambam says, Rambam doesn't say it here, but Rambam says it in Hilches, where? No, there's a Rambam which I want to quote. But I want to quote the Rambam. With Rambam. That you never know why one commits suicide.
Oh, if one testifies about himself.
Yeah. So the Rambam says, "Gzeres haKosev uishle imino teiro." I don't know the multi-asli. He first of all he says, "Saloche." In semo shemo mimori nefesh shemo. He is what mimori nefesh. A taking charoves begufal, who stabs himself with a mashlich matzva min agagis. Doesn't Rambam say it?
Yeah.
Read it.
Shem,
the unhappy with it. The downtrodden, or the unhappy. It means people are already emotionally disturbed. No? The one who raised the doubt is the Rambam. You can never be sure. In my opinion is, any suicide case is Mishuvim. But a normal person doesn't do it, very simple, man. Without any kind of psychiatry, I mean. Simple is not. Because a person is the right sense, he doesn't do that, that's all. Period. But either whatever it is, you can never know. You can never know. The person has suicidal tendencies. Suicidal tendencies are pathological, they're not normal. The Minig used to be a separate place. I'll tell you frankly, a separate place is if Ms. Mekai in the midst of the Kivim Tzadik of Rosh, I understand separate place. But if Ms. Mekai, Mumu Lchola Tehekule, and I think, why is Ma'abed Atzmo Ganes should be... Yeah, the Rambam said that Achim was short for them. Leif Shimon von Misatsky. It's a Rambam Misatsky, he's good. I would say that even a person like a Tzibosh, that also Kvura, yes. Kvura is a loche. The best requires
Kvura.
Huh? I would never.
Yeah.
You know, the Ramban says,
you know,
the Ramban says in Chumash it's almost explicit as Anakum is also Chayyidik. The Ramban says, Adalaf on his soul, Nivlas Alayit applies to Akum too. And he says, this is the story of the five Melochim. Yeshua. You hear five Melochim, I don't remember how many, huh? Yes. And Lifnei Seref, he told them to take them off the gallows. Because the love of the Torah, the soul of the lost followers. Ramban, you have a Ramban in Chumash, I think it's safe. Idach Kvura applies to everybody. The Kilas Rekim told them, is that Ramban says. The Lochim, Sivo, Yeshua. I chose the Rambam because today the Rambam is Yosef. It's like that. Now the problem is a simple one. Those the chiyuv averes with the reise coincide with the chiyuv in heta to meleke. Is everyone that came in mistamek precipitates averes with the reise, or rather, everyone who is mechuyev who is obligated to mourn for Midaraisa results in Tumas Kein, or there is a discrepancy. Some craving with regard to Avelis they are considered craving, and there is a Chiv Avelis Midaraisa, but there is not Tumas Kein. If you would ask me, only there are two cases in one case. A Chisei and a Sualish. Achisei Apsuah, Shalom is an Eish. But Achisei and Yisrael is, there is no Avelis, there is no Tumis, okay? Yisrael is, Achisei and Yisrael, there is no Tumis, okay? Is there Avelis with the Reis? It's a long question. The second question is, Achisei V'Ochi V'Mimei. Half brother or half sister, maternal half sister, half brother. Is there is no Tumis, okay? What's Avelis? Is if I hadn't known Shitz Ramba, and if I had been asked, I would have said that Avelis al Achisei and Suo, Achisei Meoviv and Suo, Luish, is only with Rabban, because there is not too much gain. The Achisei Absuo, Ashaleo is Luish. Then, of course, Achisei. The Ochiv Miyimei is also Avelis Mid Rabbanu, because there is no Tumah, correct? And this is the Shittas Ramban. Shittas Ramban is like that. As Achisei and Issur Aliyish is the Avelis only Mid Rabbanu. The Ramban in principle agrees with the Ramban, as Avelis in Rishon is the Reish. But he says, only with regard to those who what? Who stume is what is permissible. But if a cane in the stamina la chesia nisuri, his davel is also mid rabbanan. That's the Rambam. The Rambam distinguishes between a chesia nisuri ish and nochi va chesia nihine. A chesia nisuri ish, the Rambam says, ואילו שאודם חייב נסד עליהם דינטרו והחייסי מיוריף. זה בכלל אופי על החייסי מיוריף? נסוע פסולות? גירי? לא. It means regardless what she is. נסוע פסולות is the avidus מדרעייס. ומדבריהם נסוע את הרמב״ם? נסד על הלוכי ועל החייסי שאין מימי. But the avidus הלוכי ועל החייסי שאין מימי is לא מדרעייס. And the Ramban asked, no, but do you equate? Do you equate Avelis with Tumas Kelim, or don't you? As a matter of fact, you and me, the Ramban does equate, to a great extent. But if you do equate, and Tumas is characteristic of Avelis, or Avelis is the characteristic of Tumas, so Avelis and Nisuya should be on the Ramban. On the other hand, if you don't equate, how do you know Azochi Vachese Shein Miime is Mira Rabbonin? Why not Mira Reise? As a matter of fact, I believe that Radva says, V'yesh teime b'dinur ha-rabbele, on that. She'kosa avim loisa ha-chese zuha nesuo. Mi'yobi, v'arev nesadu alert v'adim tere, v'lo yodanu minayu. והרי תם דברייסה מונו איסום בכלל איסום של ספר חכומי יש לי it's not discuss it's not different יש לי תארץ כי מי צריך לימה אגבי תומו ולאחסי אפסולו בכלל זה בכלל אחסי בין סולו בין יסו ותנור כאן, אחרי שניסו עליהם מבואים ואוהבים שבכלל אחרי שר, אפילו מהימי שאין לך אחרי שמסב עליהם. ועדיין צריך להיות. היא דנת על זה. The answer is simple. The Rambam does no doubt about it. The Rambam equates to me with Avelis. Because the Rambam passes as to me תחויה. And what is the day you have to me? Avelis, Kim Avelis. And what does... And according to Rambam, the Kim Avelis expresses itself in a strange way, in what kind of way? The Kima Avelis in Tumas Kelim, what does this express itself? In Chilu Gdusha Skula. The fact that the Kima is Mechalu Gdusha, say, this is the Kima Avelis. Raya Aisha, Shele Muzeras HaTumo, HaYisrael, is not supposed to be Mitad, is not obligated to be Mitad Olamas. It's got to be Misase, it's got to be busy. In order to bury the mess, to take care of it. But there is no mitzvah to me, he doesn't have to walk into the Eva mess. He can do it outside of the Eva. But a kain is a mitzvah, she yitame v'yechalel gdushas kunosei, and through the chilu gdushas kunosei, he attains what? Well, what does he attain? Kimoveli. It's a very strange aloha. A similar aloha is not similar, don't equate it. But taste the shite. אז הנה נספוטר מכל המצווס. נכנת פוטר בוטיזוסר. רשי שיטי, זה סיפוטר. זה איזה מצווה פוטר ממצווה. אבל כרגע שיטי, אני אקסוזי. תסי שיטי, בזמן שאתה איסי בחיים, ובזמן שאתה איסי פרמסים, אז הנה רשוי. שלא תסקוס כאי בלעת איסי. אז הנה רשוי. ובאי זה הנה רשוי. ובאי זה הנה רשוי. פטור אין לו סתם. What is your thought? I shouldn't let feel? What's wrong if I let feel? What's wrong? What do I do? What kind of a crime did I commit? What's the answer? The Kiyum Averis is by Dittl Mitzvahs. The same as the Kain, the Kiyum Averis is for Chirul Tuhune, is the Kiyum Averis, never in him, is by not answering Gomei, and by not Zinu, and by not letting feel noises. This is a key word. This is a very strange word. But anyway, the answer is like that. What answer? The key of averesis is by vital mitzvahs. The same as the key of averesis for chiru tuhune, is the key of averesis, never in them, is by not answering domain, and by not zinuk, and by not laying fear in losses. This is the key, this is the averesis, very strange. But anyway, the answer is like that. Whether Avelis, no doubt Avelis is that they have to me, no doubt about. But not every Avelis requires to me. Which Avelis requires to me? Only such an Avelis, where the Tume is a Chilukun, is a Issa. But where the Tume is not an Issa, there is no need for Tume. If, for instance, a Cain is not enough that he provides his sister or his brother with Kvura, this is not enough. What does he have to do? The time I walk into the Eil HaMeres, or pick up, or touch the Meres, to me is a key. To me is a key. To me is a key. Yes. This is a key. Kol Yisrael, Chayv in Averes. What is Averes of Kol Yisrael? Isaskus. In Cain is not only Isaskus Averes, but what is Averes? Isaskus plus Chil Kuhuna, Kol Yisrael. Do they coincide? I'll tell you. The Ramshit is like that. Chese and Nisu al Yish is no chesor in the Kreves. Whether Nechid, a Chese is a Psulo, or a Nisu, nothing has changed as far as the blood relation is concerned. Is the same Kreves? Sister is a craver of the brother, regardless whether she's married or she's single. Nothing happens to the cravers, to the seer bosser, because of what? If a change of her status, whether she's married, considered married or not. Isn't 2 minutes a separate zeros across? As the chesed and the suor, a chesed and the suor, is in a king's stand. But not a chesed and nisua is less closer or less not as close to him as a chesed absurd. Not at all. Oh, but it makes no sense. Nothing changed. Ochi v'achesed mi'imei is in metame. And a chesed mo'im is metame. His ear is not just a chesed akosim. It's not just a chesed akosim. What is it?
It's not a girl.
It's not as much craves involved in Mishpacha Seim, then it's involved in Mishpacha Seim. It is not just Akzeras HaKosov eliminating Tume, no. But Akzeras HaKosov is, what does HaKosov accomplish? That Achesei Meime is not enough close, not close enough to it. The Kravis is not as complete as it is Meorva, Mishpacha Seim Koei Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seim Koei Mishpacha. If that's according to Rambam, is applicable to Avelis. If the prayer is illuminated, Akore from Tume, not because Chesor and Kreivus, but simply, Sakzer Zakosov, Psula, not Nisua, it then doesn't affect Avelis. Tume, this Sakzer Zakosov in Tume, in Avelis, not Nisua. But if the Afkoye is not based just upon Aiso Hefa Tume, but it is rooted in what? In Chesor and Kreivus, that's why is not only there is no Tume, there is no Avelis Medevrei. That's why the Ram Paskins has a Chesed and Nisua is what?
Is
Avelis
Medevrei?
Nidareise. Even though there is neither a Chesed and Nisua nor a Chesed and Moviv, Tume Medevrei. But no Avelis Medevrei. Now the Rambam Af afilu the concept. Af afilu. Hakei. Take a look at the base. The Ram says it. Shenim is tame. Lurochi v'acheise mihile. V'acheise anso, afa pishim rovi, v'sabar aleh. Moise acheise zu anso mihovi, הרי מסבל לו דין תרא, אלא זה רמזז. אחרי שהנשוא המעוביל זה דין תרא, ואתה אחרי שמימי, וזור המדרבר. זה שלישי קצר. כוסל הרמב"ן על זה בקרס הבייס, זה לא ידענו לצד וסמך ומקים תן. אבל זה תרס. אחרי שהנישואי אינה תפקו אסקרימס, אחרי שמימי זה תפקו אסקרימס. וראי ולגר תואידוס, ועדיפן ותנובי ונימי ולרייס. Same difference is in Tube. If this is a difference because there is one degree of famous less, it's applicable to what? To others too. But אחרי שהנישואי there is no difference. In Aedis, the difference is אחרי שהנישואי and אחרי שהנישואי.
Same karmas.
Same famous, except that it is a concept. It is a concept in Tume, not Novemus. Bnei, Eyochi, Vago, Min HaShifra, Min HaNochis, and the Misabel Aleinu, of course. Chei Mishen Izgaya, Hu Donov, and Nishtachar, Hu Vimei, and Misabel Aleinu, of course. It means not even midvrayim, correct? Not even midvrayim, huh? Why not say Shemo Yemo Donu Mekdusha Kalo Lekdusha Mekdusha Chmura Lekdusha Kalo? You understand my question? A girl also became a behemoth that is midvrayim. Why Shemo Yemo בונו מקדוש הקלו לקדוש החמור.
מקדוש
החמור זה כבר, חיר עושה?
מקדוש
החמור זה כבר, חיר עושה? אבל זה בני נהר, זה עושה ברייס. זה יושא נגזר, אבל אני יודע, זה לא עבירי של בני נהר. אתה לא עושה את זה, כבר? אתה לא עושה את זה, זה לא עושה עבירי של מדבריהם, כבר? לא עושה עבירי של מדבריהם. כבר? What is Ram Paskin in Kibrav? Take a look. Take a look. In Mamrin. Yes? What did? Take a look. You have it?
הגר עשו לקל עליו העקום ולהקוסו ויבעזהו כדי שלא יאמרו בו מקדוש החמור לקדוש הקלו שהרי זה מבעזה אביב אלא נוהג בו מקצת קובר אבל לעבד אין לו ייחוס אלא הרי אביב כמי שאינו אביב וכל דובר
זאת הגר you say בנו מקדוש החמור או לקדוש הקלו כיבוד האב is not a mitzvah בני יחידו So Bono Mekdush HaChmur and Mekdush HaKala, you apply even to mitzvahs which are excluded as far as Menech are concerned. Or as Arayas, you told me, it is Mekdush HaKala, HaChmur and Mekdush HaKala, because for Arayas, the Menech have been enjoined from Arayas. Menech Nistav on Arayas. But Kibra? Kibra? And the Ram still says, "Ban you bishak, bura bishak." You cannot say to the guy, "Ta
Avelus." If it's not Avelus in reverse, so it can't be from him to the other one either.
Ah.
Maybe it still is a key of Avelus.
Why cannot be? He's guy of both. He will ban it. If the ones are going, he's all right. But who ban it? What do you say?
Maybe this still is a key of Avelus, just not from the Huga Avelus.
No. I'm asking you. You gave a good answer. I asked one of the Shmur and the Shakalo, he gave me the answer, the Shmur and the Shakalo is a guy to Arayas. So that girl is bekeach to measure, you see. But a mitzvah which is not applicable to Anak to Bnei Neach. You know, the Shmur and the Shakalo. So you cannot measure, I mean, the Shmuel and the Shekala. So what will the girl say? When I was a boy, if that matter I gave the craves, you can say like that. When I was a boy, I was also Bachese, and now is Mutter. So apparently, this Israel didn't have much, correct? Shemayim Obam the Shmuel and the Shekala. Fine, Arayis I understand, because the girl is Muzah Beteres Beneneya. And Israel should not be Mutter. In his situation, as a Israel, what he was also when he was a Brinea. No, it's a good talent. If not for the Rambam. The Rambam says the same applies to Kibirav. Kibirav is not the Mitzvah Saneg in Brinea. Unless you say, I don't know, you say, as the Rambam who is dear is Aladdinim, not Aladdayonim. But all Aladdinim, he includes all mitzvahs of Shuloh, Shomrim, everything. It's Kibbutz also, all mitzvahs bin Adam Lachavir. No, you say that's a different
story.
Amin in Kibbutz, no, this is not. No. Why you say it in
Kibbutz?
Yeah, you will say them, don't make that. As a fact, you are right. And when the Gemara wants to give an example of a man who is really in a kind of Kibbutz, the Gemara wants to count it all. The first example is the Chesach. First example is the Chesach. Shimon Gamliel said that. That's of course a miracle. Yeah. But in Esav, it's not proved as a goy. The Gemara calls Esav Yisrael Mum HaShayne. Yisrael Mum HaShayne is called the Gemara of Esav. The Bnei Yisrael is a goy in Gemara. The Esav is a Yisrael Mum HaShayne. Right, what?
Yisrael will call Yisrael.
So he's
not considered Yisrael. Esav
is not considered Yisrael. Is that also Kasha Yisrael Mum HaShayne? Is that meant? Correct, you're right. It means Yerusha. It's not Yisrael in Yerusha. What was that? Yeah. What's
it? That
was by Yerusha, no? Did I say? I want to just quote another Rambam. I believe the other Rambam would settle the business. You have it? You have the Rambam Yuchas Kibbutz Av, Yuchas Mamon. Yuchas. No. Anochi Shalom Atera Shishoras Chai Misa.
Oh. Akhm Shosa.
Oh, you read it aloud.
No, it's Akhm Shosa Katoya.
What Perek is it?
Zion?
What?
Isn't
Perek?
Perek
Yud?
Yud is walking with Lysa.
No,
you didn't read
it.
Akhm Shosa Katoya.
No, I Chai Misa Lai Mimisa Nei Shara Ramisa.
Well, that, no.
Ah? Nothing, you talk about
Torah.
Yeah, read it, but read it aloud.
That's not what he wants.
You read it, no.
What happened to Shalosh?
What's going on?
Akam Shasak by Torah Chayim Nisa?
Yeah.
Oh, Yasak, Ela B'Shev Mitzvahs, Shalohen Bilvad.
Fine, good.
Hey, Akam Shashavas, Afilu B'Yom Mimot Sachol. Imas Uhu Liatzma Ukmo Shabbos Chayim Nisa.
Yeah. Selfish of the flesh of the world.
Ein Menichen Osan Lachadeish Das, Vlasas Mitzvahs Liatzma Midaiton. Ela oye ye ger tzedek vi kapil kohen mitzvus. Oye amal gusarosov lo yosef lo yigra.
So what did the Rambam say? As Akum Shishoves is not a specific halacha of Akum Shishoves. Or Akum Shosov Dater is not a specific halacha of Akum Shishoves. Even with the Gemara, they had opposite conclusion. The conclusion is shared anyway. But what does it mean? That you don't let an Akum to be Nikai Mitzvah Sater, correct?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
If he wants to be Nikai Mitzvah Sater, he has a simple option, namely what?
Become a
Goy. There is no alternative. Be a Goy and be a Tzaddik is not a commonality. Right. Okay. Then next halacha. Next halacha.
Benach, Shavuot La'asos Mitzvah, Mishar Mitzvah Satara, Kedela Kabel Schar, Ein Mon Ninoso La'asos Kilchoso. You may be Ola Makabal Mimenu. No, I'm stuck on Makabal Mimenu.
The Rambam contradicts himself. First, he says that you don't let a goy become a mitzvah. You tell him either you are a goy, or if you want mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, you can give it. But you have got to become a gear. Next aloha, I mean. Next aloha. The Rambam says, on the contrary, If a goy wants to be a tzaddik, I mean, you let him? You let him do mitzvahs? What's the answer?
Those things that we know, they have significance without the Torah.
What?
Those things that have significance without the Torah.
Yeah, but why do you need to say it in such a drush way?
The
Ram mitzvahs, if a nakum does it, it's nothing. Shabbos, a nakum, it's Shabbos, nothing. Nothing, no. Simply nothing. The Ram mitzvahs, a nakum does it, in the mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah. Korm? Oder mit Kemke Yakel, mit Kappen Kobonis, eines mit a nakum? It's a maisa mitzvah. What the skiv need, I don't know. That I don't know. But it's a maisa mitzvah. Is there a loch here? Oder mit Kemke Yakel, Kobon, mit Kappen, eines mit a nakum? Nulamit, Shakum, Nedrim, 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 Rambam Shitti is the Maisa Mitzvah. What don't you let a Nakum do? If what he does, it has no significance. It was Maisa Mitzvah. If the Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah, but Nakum is not Mitzvah, he shouldn't interfere. If he does a Neile, Rambam is not, it's not his own aloha. It's aloha in the Lamek, in the Moral Chul, the Breise, in the Lamek, in the Kabul, in the Dorm, in the Dorm, it's Nakum. Rambam has added something else. Stuck. The Gemara of the Basra is also, I mean, supporting this area. In Vish Ksizo, I mean, you should see an Akum shouldn't give Zoke, but in the whole story of the Basra there, you see, Yemi Kavim Shul Malchus, Akum Shinoda, the Gemara in Erech, Shinoda Menero Lele, Bezak Neses, is a Mishan in Iran, Akum Zoke is Zoke. Toshe, Zala Amir Grosse Amir, Amirose is something else that we see in Akim. The Gemara says, Shenedrin v'nedrin, Kabonis k'Yisroel, is an Akum has the chiluk, the distinction between neder and neder. That a neder is supposed to fulfill. What kind of a chiv, I don't know. It's a posuk in Yenia. Vazitru nedorim, a posuk in Yenia. You can say the Goyim didn't know the Halacha. Since the Pesach in Yenia says, Vayidro Nedorim. In Yenia said, Veis Asher Nedarti Ashalimo, Sri Chazal, he said the others will not be Nedarim, will not fulfill their pledges. Is even the Chiluk for Nedar and Nedorim, I never know exactly what it consists of, Nedar and Nedorim and Nakum. Nedar and Nedorim is based upon Yahud Vore, Koyit and Pidyase, I mean, Vesa Nakum. But anyway, whatever it is, he can be a Magdish. Can be Grisha Speh? I'm a Chlechna, I'm not even a Kotchakum, Chayom Alem, Shem Figgle, Isol, et Omei. Apparently, they are Kotchakum. If they were not Kotchakum, it wouldn't be Chayom, Figgle, Isol, et Omei. I'm a Chlechna, I'm Shem Rabonim. Is the Maisit Zdoke, is a Maisit Zdoke. It's a Chalim Shem Zdoke. Who is it be a Akum, she say Sela Zul Zdoke. My Israel should say Zuke Zul. That's Fosset. At Fosset what? In Zdoke, because Zdoke is a subject of Fosset. As to do that as Akum, this is Surim Bar Vasa. Yes. If this is the case, it's quite possible, as a Akum skibu that is skibu. And at Mechuyev, certainly not, but these are heftish.
Bibi Yukiyam Mitzvah?
If in Zdoke, like Yukiyam Mitzvah, you keep it also, can't be. All the Gemara's all the Gemara can talk actually could only be in a scene and that's really in Buddha, good impress us, I said. But it's a heftish of Kibra. It's not a nice bottle. It's not something which has no significance, like Shabbos. How can we observe Shabbos is not? In the middle, you don't say it bottom. That's why the Rambam says that on the contrary, as I bonum Mikdusha Hamura Mikdusha Kal because it is meik beakum to not meik be teres chevo. There is no Yisra, but the chefze from kibud is applicable to akum. That's what the Gemara says, as a ger also should be mechaved or ime also le kal le kalese, for shemayim or Mikdusha Hamura Mikdusha Kal.
So, what about Avelis also?
What Avelis?
Can you say
that? We know it, basically we know it on two mitzvahs.
Korban and Neder.
Because if you can make a Kiddush for Neder, you can say you certainly make a Chalushim of Zdokah. Alright? Okay, then that's the day.
Even though there's no Yichas or anything.
No Yichas?
Yichas
Lehin with the Tosla Shia Boso.
No, I mean, but while he's a guy.
What's that, a guy?
But
you use Yichas when he's
a guy.
A guy is a hot Yichas. A guy is a
hot
Yichas. Yes, Yichas Lehakum, no?
And the Yichas is Pakas of the Shalom Yom.
This is Shalom Yom takes care. Shalom Yom takes care of that. Will the Katrin and Bent Avrim, how come here is the son is not there? How come here is the son is not there? The Chenishte Ahuso in the Sabel of the Leine. Kein Hi Leinenes Veleini Sabeles. The Radva says, Yesh Nishayro, Ligia, we sabel al lume. Vein kein das rabbeinu. Why him in Hatoriv? I don't know. Why him in Hatoriv? Why him in Hatoriv? The Radmas calls. Gerali, Abua, how come here's the Chayes? At Rimi Ben Tabrimen, how come here's the Sol in the Terez? Famous at Rimi Ben Tabrimen. Alright, let's continue. According to the Rambam, let us ask the question, according to the Rambam, that Avilis or Lishte is with the Rabbanon, and Tume is with the Rabbanon, how can you say Tume with the Rabbanon? Avilis with the Rabbanon, understand, Tume with the Rabbanon is Chaisa de Reisa, come on, Shmiss Liyove. It's the Rambam's discussion. Lishte Shokain, Zion, take a look at Zion. There is now a different halachas. If the shokain, the stamina of Koch, the metamelo, Elo, the Gibre Sefer, the Sue of Kinesmich, the even, the Sue of Yere, Shalahu, the Timso, Mishi is Sassing. The Rambam, when you give vis-a-vis Isha in general, he belongs exclusively to him, this is his own creation. But the idea isn't the Gemara. The Gemara asks in general, Aish Tiktanu is Hakim Itame. She is Sura Achir Imo, the Hakim Itame is Aish Tiktanu. So what the Gemara answer? Asuk, I must miss. So the Rambam, seeing the Gemara, asks Aish Tiktanu. The Gemara gives an answer via certain mitzvah. So Rambam thought that this is a good answer. As Nishtik Dela, he has the same problem. According to him, you don't understand what the Gemara says in Nishtik Tama. Nishtik Dela the same. What can you know? You know me, somebody asked, I don't know who it is. He came, if this be the case, so if only Aloha will be derived immediately. That Akin God who is also the Shisha craving, but he is Muta Bishta, Mutamir Ishta, for Shisha craving is Akin God also. And Ishta is of not the Tiras Korah, but what the Tiras, and Akin God who knows of Mistamir and his Mitzvah, so Akin God who knows of Mutamir Ishta. Very difficult. Thank you. What does it mean, the circumness mitzvah? Let's understand the Gemara. Let's forget the kasher king wasn't there. Maybe not if it's the Shekhsai as a kasher king wasn't there. But let's understand when you are circumness mitzvah. What is mes mitzvah? What is mes mitzvah? What's mes mitzvah?
In the cover.
Are you the kever? Are you the kever?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a kever, I can go to the mitzvah without a bar. It's a kever, no doubt, what's wrong? Is that mes mitzvah? There is a yes to kever.
No one can do it as well as they can?
No, it was well. Means it's very right and well. What does it mean, Miss Mitzvah?
No one else.
There is no else bechuyah for it. There are two Mes Mitzvah. There is a Mes Mitzvah with a Hefzah from Mes Mitzvah. This means a Mes Mitzvah, Shein Lekeva. There is another Mes Mitzvah is that a Chiyud is exclusively upon a certain one person. What did the Chachamim do? What did the Chachamim do? What did the Chachamim do? They have relieved all everybody of the chivas kurasi or ishte. A balchai of the kurasi ishte. Never mind. Whether it's a chivam in the raisa, a chivam in the rabon, this doesn't matter already. No one, since the bal is Yeshu, the Chabal Chai, the Kvuras Ishti, the one of the Chavis Abal Kvuras Ishti. This Kvuras Ishti is to the what? To the exclusion of whom? A further Chavis. You know the famous taste of Arach Minyatam, not with regard to Tumah, with regard to Yayin Ubosa, that his sister died. So he said, Kivin Shiesh Lobal, are you all of Mutal? The Kivrei? And he is not an Ines, now what? That Rabbeinu Tam. This is a Chkira only Biracheres, what when Beisi Ratzmo, fine Beisi. It's the same logic. Since the Baal is Kedem, is the Baal Prod, the Potter, relieved of Kvor. The Baal is Mechuyer in Kvor. It's a different Mes Mitzvah, it's a different type of Mes Mitzvah. There is a Mes Mitzvah, Shemek Kivrim, it's a different one. Then there is a Mes Mitzvah, then is the Mes Matir, not the Chavis Kvure. The Mes is Matir. Mes Mitzvah is Mutter, not the Chavis Kvure. In particular, according to the Rambam, I'll give you an example. According to the Rambam, that a Matir of Tumah, what's the Matir of Tumah according to the Rambam? Avelis. Who is the Achil Avelis a Mes Mitzvah? Guys? So no chila veres of Mes Mitzvah. What's the matter, most probably? You can say that the veles of Isaskes is chala Mes Mitzvah too, but I can't understand the veles with regard to a stranger. I can't digest it, you see. All right, but is what is the matter? The gufish of Mes Mitzvah. The tame bal biyamov leyechale is gufish of Mes Mitzvah, which is not biyamov. Biyamov means that. Gufish on Mes Mitzvah, that Mes itself is called Mes Mitzvah. Keine Mekeime, there are certain halachas which apply to Mes Mitzvah. Keine Mekeime, yes, is that Gufish on Mes Mitzvah is what? Is matter to Maskei, correct? Ayishtei, Ktan or Gdela doesn't matter, is not Gufish on Mes Mitzvah. Because Yeshla Kevel, is that Baal should say, I can't, people will come with me cover. All it has to do is to say, I don't want. People will not live there, will not leave the body and bury it. So what kind of a Mes Mitzvah is it?
Chiyuv.
Huh? There's a chiyuv that no one else has. That other people are muftoi. And this is a matter. And this is matter to a kinhedit. For a king godel in Nozir, you need the heftish on Mes Mitzvah. It's not a chivah matir. it's matter the chefzeh shomis mitzvah. The chefzeh shomis mitzvah is odd. Is only the korle v'leane, that's the name of korle v'leane. However, with regard to King Hedyet, as a mutter in the Shiva Kray, King Godel and Ozer of the Shiva Kray in Moser. Who buys also a Shisha, Shiva Kray, why is the Ozer and Shiva Kray? Because the Chivas Kur is not matter of Misa King Godel. The Chivas Havila is not matter of Misa King Godel, it's matter of Misa King Hedyet, but not Misa King Godel, correct? Yes. Yeah. Is not the chiv and a king godel not enough? In order that king godel should be mutter is not only he should be chayev b'teras mes mitzvah. The guf shomes should become a mes mitzvah. And this is only what kind of mes mitzvah is it?
Eimu kodesh.
However, with regard to king hedyet, what's the matter in novi in king hedyet? Not a mes mitzvah. Now what's the matter in novi hedyet? The chiv as klure. Is if I can take a stranger, Rachon took a stranger. Aish Tektana, Midrash is not Nesur. And what did they do? And they were, they have concentrated, they have, what? What did they say? That one, the Baal is Chayev Bikvurosa. And by Baal Chayev Bikvurosa, they took away the Yerusha, and they gave it away to the Baal, they took away the Kravim, so they crave him, and they relieved the Kravim at the Chiyuv, Mes Mitzvah, correct? So is no one else is chayev, no other korem is chayev. You understand? No other korem is chayev. But whom? But one korem. Is tumas meis lekin hedyet is musa. It doesn't have to be asher boser in order to the matter. The heter is not just leochid. That's what the Ram. If to ask him hutro, then it's difficult to hold him up. If it's hutro, the question is hutro leochit. No cheves, no maises, no way. Hutro! No? Is ishte ktam, is not ishte. And what the Gemara says, afke, asurke mes mitzvah, asurke mes mitzvah, as not ishte, as mes mitzvah. So not a mes mitzvah king God, that you can't say. You can't say. But according to the Rambam, it's not Hutro, but what is the Kohen Rambam?
Tchuyah.
What is Tchuyah? The Mitzvah Havelis. It does not affect the sheer boss or the blood relation is the Deche. The Chivas Kvura is the Deche, correct? The Chivas Kvura. Is this the Chachomim could not impose Chivas Kvura? Upon whom? Upon a stranger! Chivas Kvura, we should relieve anybody else. You'll be Tchiyah Stumya, the Mes Mitzvah. The Mes, what did they do in Aktana? Let's say in Aktana or Rama, what did they do? She's not Ishte, because with the Rabbonim, so with the Rabbonim, she's Bishimin, Bishiget, she's not Ishte. She'll never be Ishte. She's not just Ishte. But what did they do? There is a Chivas Kvura on the bar. By what? By making him a Yerush. In Yerushis, Hefka doesn't have care, it works even with regard to the Reise. Making him the Yerush and relieving all of them, I mean, stripping all of them of Yerusha. So what did they do? They took a stranger and they converted him into what?
Makov.
Not Makov, into a Chayev Bikvuroso. He's for King Hedyet. He's for King
Hedyet. So the Chayev Bikvuroso here precipitates the Chiv Avelis too, with that one. In regular Mesmus, we know how it was.
What?
In regular Mesmus, we know how it was Avelis. But here the Chayvas Kvura.
You mean, Aftana Chayvas Kvura? Might be Avelis too.